This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last night saw 10 Democratic White House hopefuls on the same stage in Houston. Gun control was one of the big issues. Former Congressman Beto O'Rourke says he's received a death threat today after saying this last night.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
The threat O'Rourke refers to is a response from Republican Texas State Representative Briscoe Kane, who tweeted last night that his AR-15 was, quote, ready for O'Rourke. Kane had more to say this morning, calling O'Rourke a child in another tweet, although he's taken the original tweet down. The east coast of Florida is being warned about what could be a tropical storm when it gets there this weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast. If that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allen Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Retail sales are up more than expected. They rose 0.4% in August, according to the government's report just released, double the 0.2% retail analysts had forecast. The 0.4% bump follows an 0.8% advance in the month of July. Stocks mostly higher today on Wall Street so far, as the U.S. and China have been swapping trade concessions. Virginia's Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax has hit CBS with a $400 million defamation lawsuit. The suit was filed yesterday, claiming the network defamed the Democrat when it broadcast interviews with two women who have accused him of sexual assault. His accusers spoke out in an interview with CBS's Gail King earlier this year. Fairfax denies the accusations. The suit says he took action against CBS to restore his reputation and to clear his name. But CBS says it stands by its reporting. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States giving an additional $4 million for humanitarian aid to the Bahamas to help it recover from Hurricane Dorian. U.S. Agency for International Development Administrator Mark Green announcing that yesterday's contribution brings the entire U.S. government funds to help the island nation recover to more than $10 million.
This additional funding will support emergency shelter, health, water, sanitation, and hygiene, and psychosocial support for people who have been impacted by the hurricane.
The State Department saying the U.S. is working with 15 other nations in providing aid to the Bahamas, which were struck by a Category 5 Hurricane Dorian. Meanwhile, the Bahamas government has reduced the number of those believed unaccounted for from about 2,500 on Wednesday down to about 1,300 as of yesterday. Oh, and guess who's turning 50 today?
Where are you?
Yes, Scooby-Doo, as it was 50 years ago today, September 13th, 1969, that CBS premiered the animated comedy Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? And, of course, the start of the series with those meddling teenagers. Find us online anytime at USA Radio News. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. Hey, don't forget to check out our latest commentary at reactionarytimes.com. For those of you that have been saying, look, it's America is ripe for a second American revolution, read the commentary. I'm saying, look, the revolution is here now. Ever since Donald Trump came down that golden escalator at Trump Tower, boy, that was the first shot of this second American Revolution, and what's been going on ever since has been a fight for the very soul of America. I mean, socialism versus capitalism, and that was on full display last night during the Democratic debate. And with us right now is Lauren Wright, the Associate Research Scholar and Lecturer at Woodrow Wilson School and Department of Politics at Princeton University. Lauren, welcome to the show. Always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Always good to be here, Bill. I'm great.
Hey, tremendous. Well, some interesting highlights last night. I mean, you've got Andrew Yang offering $1,000, saying, hey, look, I'm going to give 10 families $1,000 for, you know, for a year. It's like, wait a minute, $1,000 for only 10 families? I mean, at least Donald Trump with some tax cuts gave everybody on average, what, $1,500? And that went to everybody, not just to 10 families.
Right. Well, he's a candidate for president, so he only has his campaign war chest. But I think Andrew Yang's a really interesting candidate in this race. He's the only non-politician, and we know that Americans don't like professional politicians. They prefer an outsider. If it's some, you know, that Donald Trump really benefited from outsider status in 2016. And the sort of tease that he gave Yang as far as I'm going to do something unprecedented, tune into the debate, that looked very Trumpian to me. Mm-hmm. He also has the big four-letter slogan, math, and it's make Americans think harder rather than make America great again. So he's taking some pages right out of Trump's playbook, and I'm not sure if he has the name recognition to go much further. I don't know what his fundraising looks like after last night, but he's a really interesting candidate, and I wouldn't push him aside. He's doing better than four of these mainstream Democrats on the stage.
Well, exactly. And with the Democrats moving in the direction that they continue to move in, Lauren, as an observer of a party, and here we have a two-party system. I think John Naismith said many years ago that we would be coming to the end of the two-party system, that he likened it to two dinosaurs mating. It keeps hanging in there. But and of course, there's been predictions in the past of demise of one party or the other. But I look beyond this and say, look, if the Democrats are all in, and if something doesn't happen in the way in which they're hoping and praying that it happens, I mean, heads are going to explode here.
Well, they're very divided, and so I don't think we have the structure, the party structure in this country for a third party candidate.
Right.
To win, but I do believe that both parties are in of transformation. And what was really interesting to me last night was that Joe Biden used the word socialist. He said, for a socialist, to Bernie, you have a lot more faith in corporations than I do. And I happen to think that's the right road for him to take as far as electability, especially if he ends up being the candidate in the general. Americans still have a negative connotation of socialism. It's a scary, negatively charged word to them. And so I think Democrats might be losing their opportunity here to kick Trump out of the White House if they stick to this ultra-progressive agenda, because Joe Biden brought up a couple really great common sense points. I mean, how do you pay for something that's more than the annual budget of the United States with Medicare for All? Mm-hmm. These are practical questions. They're easy for Americans to understand. And so I do believe a more moderate candidate has the best chance against Trump.
Mm-hmm. What did you think about Amy Klobuchar?
I happen to be very impressed with Amy Klobuchar. It's just that, and she knows this is her problem, not many people know who she is. She just doesn't have that widespread familiarity that some of her other colleagues do. But she has those moderate positions. I thought she was very, very good on Medicare last night. She scored some real points with Bernie when she said, you wrote the bill, but I read the bill. And on page 8, it says, you're going to kick everyone off their health care. And, you know, that got her some attention. And so, you know, I think if she sticks around longer and some of the more moderate candidates put pressure on the others, that would ultimately be good for Democrats in the general election. I just don't know if enough people are familiar with her.
You see her as a VP, possibly?
I think she'd be a great choice. You know, she's a no-nonsense politician. She works with the other side of the aisle. She works really hard. Of course, there were those stories coming out about how she's a very, very tough boss bordering on abuse, some people even said. And then there's the question of, well, if she was a male senator, would the criticism be the same? And I'm not sure. I mean, she rode that storm out pretty effectively. But yes, I think she's the type of VP pick that Americans would feel is someone with experience and someone who's trustworthy and reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be boring, but that might be the best thing for the country.
Exactly. Well, Lauren, you know, particularly with women, as you say, women bosses almost start, you know, 6 feet behind the starting line because of this perception that, you know, if they exercise any kind of strength, then they're, you know, being, you know, the B word or whatever and too aggressive. But, you know, in the arena of capitalism is if you can deliver the goods and hold a team together, you know, hey, all honor and glory. I mean, and she seems to have been able to do that. And more women are rising up. And I got to tell you, I'm excited to see, particularly with the GOP, that you have a lot more women, you know, being considered and stepping up, you know, as conservatives. We need more female conservative voices in here.
Yes. We absolutely do. And we know that female Republican legislators, for example, work more often across the aisle than their male counterparts do. There are great substantive reasons to have more women in the Republican Party. They need to do a much better job with it. But you're absolutely right about gender bias in elections. You know, it's the research is really mixed about whether gender bias and the views of voters have an effect on vote choice. But what we know is that women candidates are put in a very difficult position. It's this tightrope walk because we think of the presidency as a masculine post. We've always had male presidents. It's sort of this, we want to see toughness and these qualities that we still associate with maleness in society. And then if women, like you said, go too far on the masculine side or what's perceived to be masculine, then they're not acting like women and we punish them for that. So it's really difficult. I give all the women candidates credit for going out there and being in the arena.
Well, speaking of aggressiveness, testosterone was running a little heavy there with Castro going after Biden, huh?
Oh my gosh, that was the highlight of the night. Everyone is replaying it, playing it, and I think Castro, he's in a pretty desperate spot, and so he did bring attention to himself. I'm not sure if it's the kind of attention he wanted, but he did grab the spotlight, that's for sure.
It kind of reminded me a little bit of Marco Rubio when he hit back on Trump, if you remember, during the debate. We've got more from Lauren Wright after this. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
And that's the way you like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Lauren Wright continues with us, the associate research scholar and lecturer at the Woodrow Wilson School and Department of Politics at Princeton University. Lauren, what was greatly missing last night, I didn't hear anything about the economy.
There was not a lot about the economy, and, you know, I just don't know exactly how this is going to turn out. If Trump can stop the trade war narrative and stop with the tariffs. I mean, there was some conversation about tariffs, to be fair, specifically, that the economy, if it stays strong, will be a boon to him in this election. Sitting presidents benefit greatly on average if the economy is strong because, you know, whether it's due to something presidents did or not, Americans tend to look to the sitting president and give them blame or attribute success on the economy to sitting presidents. Same with whether we're in a big foreign conflict this time next year or not. That's really important. So if we stay out of those, that would be good for the president. But I think these candidates are going to wait and see what happens with Trump and with the tariffs and the trade war with China, and then they'll probably formulate their positions. But you're right. They're staying away from that because it's been largely positive for the president and largely not really something Democrats have been able to capitalize on.
If Democrats, of course, and this is a big if because they're not about to cooperate, I believe the economy would be a lot more robust. These trade issues, maybe not exactly China, but there would be more pressure on China if we had the USMCA already sealed. Japan's already moving in a direction to square away a trade agreement. You know, some European partners. That would begin to put some additional pressure on Canada and China, and the net effect of, you know, in terms of GDP and positive income results, for America, forget about the Republicans or Democrats. I mean, the difference between Donald Trump today and Barack Obama when he was reelected, and as we we go back, and they, you know, they kept telling us that no sitting president with as poor of an economic performance could get reelected, but yet Barack Obama was able to get reelected. And there wasn't necessarily at the time, Lauren, hope that Barack Obama had a plan to say, look, you know, we've had four rough years, but these next 4 years are going to be great. Here's this plan, and here's how we can get there. You didn't have that sense. It was just, okay, we're just going to, you know, fight through this mud and get through it and finally come up on the other side and survive. And the best that they could hope for is 2% GDP. But right now, Donald Trump, you know, in contrast, has things lined up in such a way. We've had some good results in almost 3 years here, and what he's been able to do with the economy has been just remarkable. And that's with the Democrats and the mainstream media, you know, chipping at his heels.
But you know what? Donald Trump has not advocated fully for himself on his own economy. He gets caught up in these 24-hour dramatic news stories, and any other typical incumbent president, if they had an economic track record this strong, would be talking about that and nothing but that every single day, because that's been a successful message for presidents in the past. I continue to not be able to fully understand why President Trump is not running more like an incumbent president that's had some successes under his belt than sort of this beleaguered underdog, you know, this celebrity entertainer that we've talked about. He clearly thinks that's a better strategy, but I just can't believe he's in such a weak position as far as his reelectability with such a strong economy. I think, I'm very curious as to what the strategy is there.
Right. No, I understand. There's many of us that wonder the same thing, because it's like, wait a minute, you're going so, don't say that. Why are you doing that? It's just like, is it, you know, sometimes I think maybe he's just messing with people, and other times it's just, you know, he just can't help himself, you know, call it ego, arrogance, whatever you want to call it. It's just, you're not really helping yourself out. But anyway, getting back to the Democratic debate last night, Beto went on a gun rant and brought some attention to himself.
Yes, and I think this is, again, another example of a candidate who's doing really poorly in the polls and needed a big moment, and he got it. But I don't think Beto will be around for that much longer, and the other candidates don't think so either. And the sign of that, and you know it's always the kiss of death, Bill, when your competitors are complimenting you. And they were saying Beto did such an amazing job in El Paso. He was there. He really showed up for his constituents. They're not attacking him. I mean,
right. It's like American Idol. Give him the microphone, let him sing his last song, and we'll shed a tear for him. Yes, right? Yeah, exactly. I hear you. Kamala Harris.
So she had a big moment in the first debate, and she's been unable to match that ever since. And I actually think she had a couple really bad moments last night. The weird comment about the Wizard of Oz fell flat, and then George Stephanopoulos just said, okay. I mean, it was a really bad moment for her. And then she had another weird moment with Joe Biden where she kind of tried to use Obama's yes, we can against him and said he's saying no, we can't. I just have been really unimpressed with her. And, of course, she had a terrible moment earlier this week when someone used some really offensive language about the president, and she said, well said. And then the excuse was, well, I didn't hear
him. I didn't hear it.
It's sort of lame, and, you know, I'm from California. I've watched Kamala Harris rise. She's been a really impressive person in California politics, but some people don't thrive on the stage of a presidential contest, and she hasn't been lately.
Well, and you're exactly right. I was just going to say is that this is a different stage altogether, and you have got to really be buttoned down. And on the campaign trail, you know, comments like what you just mentioned, other comments, you just cringe. They're cringeworthy. And you go, whoa, you know, here is someone who was, she hit all the boxes. All the boxes were being checked, and you're thinking, man, you know, she's on a trajectory here that she could very well take over this thing, and her star has been fading.
Yes, and, you know, another important thing to mention is that these primary debates are much more important than general election debates, because when you get down to two candidates, most people don't change their minds. They just vote for whoever belongs to their own party. But these big primary contests are a chance for certain personalities to come out and for people to learn about character and about whether someone's a good performer on their feet. And so we're still at the stage where maybe most people aren't tuning in quite yet, but there are opportunities here to sway voters, at least compared to the general election.
So Biden's still number one. Can he sustain? I mean, it's almost like, you know, you talk about cringing. I mean, even last night they're reporting that he had problems with his teeth. I mean, come on, you know, we got teeth problems here. We're talking about a debate.
Yes, I mean, it's brutal, as we've been saying. I mean, the scrutiny is brutal, but I do believe he has staying power because he has, a long line of credit with Americans. Democrats in particular have, they know him. He has by far the highest name recognition in the field and a positive association with Democratic voters because they associate him with the Obama presidency. And most voters don't think about things in a much more nuanced way than that. I think that's enough to get him pretty far. But, you know, he's clearly established himself as the moderate candidate against the Warrens and the Sanders, along with Klobuchar. But I think what we really need to see is Warren versus Sanders and to have them really hash it out over
there. I was going to say, one of them has got to be the one standing. If not, they're neutralizing one another.
Exactly.
Lauren Wright, Associate Research Scholar and Lecturer at Woodrow Wilson School and Department of Politics at Princeton University. Lauren, always appreciate the insight. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, it's always fun to be on. Thanks, Bill.
You got it. Until we meet again, this is Bill Martinez. For more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month for signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In California, utility PG&E now settling with insurance companies over wildfire claims for $11 billion, $9 billion less than the companies originally demanded, and about $3.5 billion more than PG&E proposed. The deal announced a short time ago, subject to approval by the bankruptcy court, the utility has already settled with local government groups for $1 billion. A report claims President Trump ignored evidence Israel planted spying devices near the White House. Now, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denies the allegations.
We have a director. I have a director. No intelligence collection in the United States. No spying. And it's rigorously enforced without any exception.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If you want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Biff Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Biff Martinez live.
Let me be perfectly frank with you. The only other person I know that people hang on every word, including prepositions, is our next guest, Lowell Ponte. Yes, Lowell is the former think tank futurist, former roving editor at Reader's Digest and author, and he's here with us now. Mr. Lowell, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing well, especially after last night's debate. Wasn't that exciting?
I guess.
Joe Biden, former vice president, told us that nobody should be in jail, and he's going to kick them all loose for nonviolent crimes.
Yes. Yeah, Bernie Madoff's ready for a welcome home party, right?
How much did Bernie have to pay in order to get that special deal? The only thing I can think of that Joe Biden did better than that was a few days ago. He said that by 2050, he is going to make America a carbon-free country. Only minor problem is, you and I are carbon-based life forms.
Exactly.
In fact, all living things on this planet are based on carbon. So if America's going to be carbon-free, I guess we have a kind of thing saying we're not going to allow anyone into this restaurant except seeing eye dogs.
Yes, exactly. AI has taken over. All the robots are in, right? Yeah.
but that's just how irrational the debate has gotten. My Lord, that was strange.
Well, I mean, they're fighting for their very lives right now. They're so desperate. This is the thing that we've been warning people about, Lowell, that when you get to this level of desperation, I mean, we saw what happened in 2018 at the midterm elections, the kind of cheating, fudging, voter fraud, even though Eric Holder, our former AG, insists there's no such thing as voter fraud. But I keep asking, as if there's no such thing, why are people getting arrested and going to jail for voter fraud if it doesn't exist?
Really, especially the group Acorn, which originally employed a young man named Barack Obama.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, this is, and, but going into this one, I mean, Google is, their heads exploded. I mean, after election night, according to a whistleblower, the suits were crying. They were in tears. They couldn't believe that Donald Trump was elected, and they said this would never happen. And then, of course, we find out from Dr. Robert Epstein, who was a supporter of Hillary Clinton. He did extensive research and discovered, Lowell, that Google had influenced as much as 10 million votes. I mean, look at, for all the fuss that we went through over Russiagate and everything, and some insist that early on, including the former president, that not one vote was changed as a result of the attempts by Russia.
No, but we have found recently the Washington Free Beacon was given permission to go in and dig around in the Clinton Library's back records. And what they discovered was, at least in Clinton's day, that is Bill Clinton, that the Democratic National Committee coordinated with more than 4,000 activists who were paid money in 23 states to lie about their identity and call up radio talk shows in order to plant Democrat propaganda on the talk shows. In other words, democracy, and it was really being interfered with by people who were not legitimate callers to talk radio. Mm-hmm. They were just propagandists for the Democrats.
They're operatives. Right, exactly. Well, and so now, even more so, doubling down, you know, Google, you know, had made that profession that there was no way they were going to allow for another 4 years of Donald Trump, so no holds barred. And where you have, as I mentioned, referenced Dr. Epstein's research that said that, you know, 80-85% clearly of influence was what he was able to determine from his analysis. You know, we got that. We had, of course, voter ballot harvesting in California, which you know about. I mean, it's unheard of to have districts flip, you know, within one voting cycle. I mean, it's not even over any kind of number of voting cycles, but within one voting cycle, you had red districts suddenly become blue, and not even purple first, but just absolute blue because of the ballot harvesting that was taking place.
Oh, sure. And for those not familiar with it, let's understand, in ballot harvesting in California, which is like a supermajority Democrat state, because they have a third of all the welfare recipients in the United States and a quarter of all the illegal aliens, they can do amazing things. All they have to do to guarantee that is that the census can never show which of those people is a citizen and which is not, so they can pass off non-citizens as citizens. But in ballot harvesting, they will send out to the average family that may be Spanish surname, for instance, or otherwise likely to vote Democrat, up to 5 mail-in ballots, whether they have requested it or not.
Right.
And then a few days before the election, a knock comes on the door, and it's a Democrat operative saying, "I've come to collect your ballots." And the innocent person there will say, but Senor, my wife and I, we are not even citizens. We did not know we were able to vote in elections.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we just did not fill out the ball. That's okay, Pedro. You just give me 5 blank ballots, and I'll take them. You don't need to fill them out. I'll take care of that for you. And I'll deliver them to be counted.
And they don't even sign it? I thought they had them sign it at least. No?
Well, but they're not legal to begin with. So
right.
I don't know how.
It doesn't matter.
That.
Exactly.
In any event,
right.
The Democrats, thanks to George Soros, who has this crusade on to buy up all the attorney generals and all the district attorneys in the country. In Philadelphia, for example, an ultra-left-wing district attorney was elected, who has totally overturned the process there. And it cost Soros $33 per vote to elect him, but he can now guarantee that Democrats will win any disputed election because he can intervene and allow whatever the Democrats are doing to be deemed legal. And that's the kind of process Democrats 3 years ago enacted ballot harvesting like that in the state of California.
Exactly.
I remember election night. I live in Southern California. All of the main Republican incumbents won re-election easily, and then suddenly, one night, 3 nights, 5 nights later, this tidal wave of ballots from nowhere came in.
Right.
It were these uncounted, unidentified ballots that had been filled out as Democrats needed, and they just swamped the Republican vote. It was astonishing. But it shows that there is no democracy. By the way, when Hillary Clinton says she won a majority of the popular vote, and they have a national compact that 196 electoral vote states have turned in or have signed onto, if one state like California can manipulate millions and millions of votes, and all of Hillary's excess votes came from California,
right?
In effect, you can steal a whole election just by stealing one or two states.
Well, she came close.
She came, well, it was funny because I listened to her and I'm hearing her say, well, I got more runs than Donald Trump did.
Yeah, right.
And I'm sitting there shaking my head saying, but Hillary, we're not playing baseball, we're playing football. The scoring method here is touchdowns and field goals. It is not runs.
Right, exactly.
The popular vote means nothing
right.
in our national process because we have 50 different state elections. And she just won overwhelmingly in one or two states like California.
Where things were rigged. Yeah.
So this is what democracy is being turned into in the U.S. Other states have made that illegal. California moved heaven and earth to make it legal 3 years ago when it had been illegal. And now the Democrats are trying to make it legal imposed nationally.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that kind of ballot harvesting. They already in June passed a measure to do so.
This is absolutely disgusting, all on the heels of tampering by the Russians, and here we have domestic tampering going on.
Well,
and, of course, this has been going on.
The committee itself was tampering not only by buying the Russian dossier, they helped fund it.
Yes, exactly.
So you had a political party involved that was ruling the party and using U.S. intelligence means. But remember how they excluded, how they cheated Bernie Sanders in 2016 so Hillary could win? Well, look what they've done in the current election. Marianne Williamson was excluded from this week's debate by the Democrats. And she actually said on one of the news channels she was talking to, I didn't think the left was as mean as the right, but they are. I didn't think the left was so mean. I didn't think the left lied like this. She's now being disillusioned. The same was done to Tulsi Gabbard.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Lowell Ponte on the other side. Stay with us just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the President has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
When you have- have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Lowell Ponte, former Reader's Digest roving editor, his latest book co-authored with Craig R. Smith, is with us. And speaking of your latest book, Lowell, again, congratulations to you and Craig as you continue to be the sound and voice of reason that the country needs to be listening to.
Oh, sure. And the good news, of course. Craig, by the way, you people see about once a week on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business. Our latest book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, costs $20 if you buy it from Amazon, but your listeners, Bill, can get it absolutely free and postpaid. It will not cost them a penny. All they need to do is call a toll-free number, 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. And what kind of things do you learn in our books? Well, money died in America last night. I refer, of course, to the singer Eddie Money, who died after a long battle with illness. I can only hope he still has his two tickets to paradise that got him home. But it's typical. You know, once we get to the cashless society that the left still hungers for, then you'll have to live on credit. Every purchase you make will have to go through a computer or a telephone or something that lets the government monitor everything you've bought, every penny you've earned or spent. And once they can do that, you begin to see what the New York Governor Cuomo did, what New Jersey's governor is now toying with doing. Mm-hmm. And that is, you say to banks, you say to financial institutions, I want you to make it impossible for people to buy a gun. Mm-hmm. Using credit. And of course, since they won't have cash, that's the only way they will have to buy a gun that can now be cut off from them. In fact, soon they'll be able to tell you what you can eat and everything else based on controlling how you can spend. And they're definitely moving eagerly toward that. Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren last night reaffirmed her love of a wealth tax. How is a wealth tax different from an income tax? Well, think of it as a tax on everything you have been able to save for your entire life. It took you 50 years to save that few $100,000. Now Elizabeth Warren is prepared to tax your life savings, whether you've actually earned, you've already paid income tax on it, Mike.
Exactly, right.
Mm-hmm. So you'll be taxed again and again and again. And when you die, like Eddie Money, mm-hmm. a huge chunk of it will be taken before your children can get it, too. This is what the Democrats are looking forward to be able to fund the elaborate welfare state, but they won't talk about how they're going to pay for it. They just spend their time promising everything to everybody. And as Newt Gingrich once said, it's awfully hard to run against Santa Claus.
Yeah. Well, and the people need to wise up and see what's happening. I mean, and this is what it's come down to. The very soul of America is on the line here. Are we going to go and be full-blown socialists or capitalists? And some of the Democrats... you know, their position is, hey, look, we already have a taste of socialism, and they're right. You can't argue the point. I mean, whether you look at some of these programs that we've instituted in the country, and we had that debate and saying, look, we're starting to open up that door of socialism, but they figure, hey, the door's been opened, so what's it going to hurt to have a little bit more, right?
Sure, and we're not taking it from you. We're taking it from those rich people over there. Of course, they don't tell you, but the rich people own the company that makes the stuff that you need to buy.
Yes, right, exactly.
Buy. So what do? They don't pay the tax. They just add it as a cost of doing business, and it gets passed on to you in higher prices, and then the Democrats stand up and say, look at those greedy capitalists, how much they charge you. Wouldn't it be wonderful, Bill, if it were law that every time you bought something, the price tag had to include not just the price, but how much of the price is actually taxes being paid
exactly.
to you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think if people saw that more than half the cost of a new car is really taxes, mm-hmm. that more than half of a lot of the things they buy is really taxes, they would be shocked. And they'd also want to be able to deduct that because you shouldn't have to pay a tax on a tax.
I mean, and here we were, a country that started... you know, as a revolt because of taxation without representation. I mean, that cow has left the barn a long time ago, needless to say.
Oh, and we are back to the days of Lexington and Concord because, mm-hmm. for example, Beto O'Rourke was screaming and yelling during the debate how he's going to confiscate everyone's guns. That's what the British were trying to do when they marched Lexington and Concord, mm-hmm. was to seize colonial gunpowder, shot, and guns.
Well, the history of governments has been that, right? Let's render the body politic defenseless because we don't need them coming after us. I mean, we'll see what's happened. Hey, you know, like what's happening in China right now could be happening in the streets of New York or Los Angeles.
Oh, sure. And Rasmussen just did a poll finding 28% of Democrats say it should be illegal even to belong to the National Rifle Association. San Francisco has declared the NRA a domestic terrorist organization.
Is that incredible? I mean,
well,
that they would...
It means that they can now deny you a gun if you belong to a terrorist organization.
Yeah.
They've declared the NRA to be. And yet, they refuse to condemn a group like Antifa that wears black masks and beats people and tries to blow up government buildings. They're not terrorists, according mm-hmm. to these leftists.
Well, you'd think they'd have their hands full cleaning up human excrements and you know, needles and dealing with the homeless, but now let's go after this one. And how insane, you know, how does that have standing? I mean, is that going to withstand Lowell? Or?
Oh, and by the way, almost nobody has noticed that yesterday President Trump visited Baltimore
mm-hmm.
for a Republican gathering there. Baltimore, a few days before that, federal authorities checking out the route that he'd been traveling discovered a van, a driving
yes.
vehicle, that had 1,000 gallons of gasoline stored in the back of it. In other words, that van was a giant bomb.
Bomb, exactly.
Waiting to be triggered. That could have assassinated our president, much as the Hollywood celebrities like to advocate doing.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, was anything said in the media?
No.
Was anything said to protect the president? No, it wasn't even covered.
Right. Well, and people are surprised, Lowell, when I tell them that there's been at least 3-4 assassination attempts on the president that I'm aware of. Probably more than that have been thwarted, you know, by Secret Service and those that have protected our president. There is no question. I mean, you cannot go after the status quo. That's what got JFK in trouble, right?
Well, yeah, as with Barack Obama, however, gun sales have risen by
15%
under the current regime, under the Democrats taking control of Congress. And by the way, the latest polls from Quinnipiac University and ABC News, Washington Post, both show that support for gun control has just fallen by 6%. In other words, the people are not out there yet crying for gun control.
Mm-hmm.
And yet this whole illusion is being concocted by an utterly dishonest media.
Exactly. Complicit with these Democrats that do not understand our Second Amendment right.
I can only say thank God there's a Bill Martinez show that gives people alternative information.
Well, we're definitely one of many that have not given up on our liberties and the values of our U.S. Constitution. We continue to fight on. Lowell, in your most recent commentary, The End of the Roman Empire, interesting that national correspondent James Fallows, he opines, you say, in the October issue of The Atlantic magazine, that the end of the Roman Empire wasn't that bad, suggesting that maybe the end of the American Empire won't be as bad either.
And, of course, like a good leftist, he was chief speechwriter for Jimmy Carter.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Fallows is advocating the idea of doing away with the United States as a nation in one way or another, weakening us, turning us over to global government, because we can then have a pax mundial, I don't know, a world peace imposed. But we've had a world peace thanks to the United States. In fact, we've had the most peaceful 100 years of the last 2,000 years since Caesar Augustus was running the Roman Empire. But what is wrong with Jim's thesis that it's okay if we just wind up with a society of castles and knights in shining armor and beautiful damsels? Well, what he forgets is that we also had hundreds of years of a dark age and people reduced to serfdom, as in Friedrich Hayek's book, The Road to Serfdom, that the left wants us on right now. You see, they're not being progressive, they're being regressive. They want to take us back 1,000 years and turn us all into serfs or into slaves. But you never know how history is going to turn out. For example, during the Middle Ages, the Black Plague killed 1/3 of people in Europe. What if it had killed 99% of the people, theorized science fiction writer Kim Stanley Robinson in his book, The Years of Rice and Salt? Europe and Christendom would have simply ceased to exist.
Exactly.
Significant factors in world history. World history would have become a contest between India and China, between Buddhism and Islam. There would have been no individual freedom, no United States, no Christendom, no individualism, no enlightenment. It would have been a very different world, and that could have happened. On the other hand, in the first century AD under Roman rule, there was an inventor in Alexandria, Egypt, named Heron, a Greek inventor, who came up with the first working model of a steam engine. Had the Roman engineers decided to latch onto that and push it, we could have had motor cars and an industrial age 2,000 years ago. But they chose to go another way. You never know how history is going to go. You only know that it will be written by the winners.
Right. Well, and God, who still remains the author and finisher, is still in control once again. But that's a discussion for another day, Lowell Ponte. We appreciate your time as always. Remind everybody where they can, what number to call to get their hands on your book.
Yeah, for the free book, 800-630-1492, like Peter Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. The book is Money, Morality, and the Machine.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers.